हारे जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद भाई चरण अरविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की इसकान संस्थापक आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णविंद की नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवास आदि गौर भक्तवृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोगोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की श्री वृंद देवी गंग देवी जमुना देवी भक्ति देवी की श्री वृंदावन धाम की मथुरा धाम की मायापुर नवद्वीप धाम की श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की श्री द्वारकापुरी धाम की श्री अयोध्यापुरी धाम की श्री श्री राधा रास बिहारी मंदिर की श्री श्री राधा रास बिहारी ललित विशाखा देवी की श्री 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 सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान जी की श्री श्री गौर निताई की हरिनाम संकीर्तन की गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल समावेत भक्तवृंद की समावेत भक्तवृंद की समावेत भक्तवृंद की श्रील प्रभुपाद की हरे कृष्ण नमः ओम विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनीति नमने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारणे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय आसन लीजिए टेक अ सीट नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भागवति उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी श्रीमद्भागवतम स्कंद 6 अध्याय 1 श्लोक संख्या 26 भुञ्जान प्रपिभन् स्खादन् बालकं स्नेहयन्त्रितः भोजयन् पाययन् मूढो न वेदागतमन्दकम् भुञ्जानः प्रपिथ प्रबिभन् खादन् बालकं स्नेह यन्त्रितः भोजयन् पाययन् मूढो न वेदागतमन्तकम् भुञ्जान प्रबिभन् खादन् बालकं स्नेहयन्त्रितः भोजयन् पाययन् मूढो navedagatamantakam bhunjanaf prabhibhankadam balakansnehayantritaha bhojayan payayan mudho navedagatamantakam bhunjanaf prabhibhankadam balakam snehayantritaha bhojayan payayan mudho navedagatamantakam bhunjanaf prabhibhankadam balakam snehayan tritaka bhojayan payayan mudho navedagatamantakam. Ladies, mahila varg, anyone? No? Okay, padapat, word for word translation. Bhunjanaha, while eating. Prabhiban, while drinking. Khadan, while chewing. Balakam, unto the child. Snehayantritaha, being attached by affection. Bhojayan, feeding. Payayan, giving something to drink. Mudhaha, the foolish man. Na, not. Veda, understood. Agatam, had arrived. Antakam, death. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. When Ajamil chewed food and ate it, he called the child to chew and eat. And when he drank, he called the child to drink also. Always engaged in taking care of the child and calling his name, Narayana, Ajamila could not understand that his own time was now exhausted and that death was upon him. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is kind to the conditioned soul. Although this man completely forgot Narayana, he was calling his child saying, Narayana, please come eat this food. Narayana, please come drink this milk. Somehow or other, therefore, he was attached to the name Narayana. This is called Ajñata Sukriti. Although calling for his son, he was unknowingly chanting the name of Narayana. And the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is so transcendentally powerful that his chanting was being counted and recorded. So, this, speaking in English, but Hindi anuvad chalte hai na piche. Neto, I usually, here I speak in Hindi, but 2-3 foreigners are there. Some South Indians may be here. Isliye angrezi mein aaj pravachan dunga, kshama kare. Usually speak in Hindi here. No, it's okay, because there's a couple other devotees. So it's, this chapter is very interesting. This Tulsi is here. Maybe we can shift this Tulsi a little back. Then otherwise, now you can see me again. In 1976, January, we were with Prabhupada in Nellore, near Chennai, near Madras. And he just received this. At that time, it was 6th Canto, Part 1. He just got that printed book first time. And he was lecturing on these. You know what happened? That Hari Shori was recording everything and those tapes got lost. So there's no record of the Nellur visit. Prabhupada was in Chennai for 2 days and Nellur for 5 days. And the story was that there were two very wealthy ladies. One was a widow and her sister, who was a spinster, mean unmarried and elderly. And their brother was the richest man in Nellur, a Reddy family. So it was, you know, Prabhupada was in his lectures, he was lecturing on this at that time. Somehow or other, today, usually I'm in Maya, but today I actually read most of this chapter this morning, somehow just before you came in the room. Or after you left, I forget. But I was reading this. So it's a very interesting story. So story is that Ajamil was a Brahmin. So nowadays, in India, what is a Brahmin? Mr. Butt, Mr. Vyas, Mr. Joshi. He has a job in a big company. You know, modern company. I think even the chairman of the Citibank, Pandit, right? And recently there was a terrorist attack in Washington, D.C. and one Hindu died, Vishnu Pandit, right? Vishnu Pandit, 50-year-old man. So Pandit, Pandey, Dubey, Chobey, how many names for Brahmins are there? But what does Brahmin mean? Can I go? Oh. Shri 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 Sita Ram Lakshman Hanumanji Ki Jai. Shri Shri Radha Rasa Bihari Lalita Vishaka Devi Ki Jai. Shri Shri Gaur Nithai Ki Jai. Can I go interactive? It's okay. Permission granted by the temple president. What is a Brahmin? What is the definition of a Brahmin? Second initiated. Can't argue with that. Can't argue with that. Jai Gaur Nithai. Knows the Brahman. Brahma Janat Iti Brahmanaha. Yes, that's true. Anything else? Any other? Anyone else want to step into the mud? Yajan Yajan Patan Patan Dana Pratigraha. 6 activities of a Brahmin. Correct. One who knows Krishna Tattva. No argument there. Little more explanation. Okay, I'll give it. He knows because he did it. Brahmachari Guru Kule Vasandanto Guror Hitam. Someone who studied Vedas in Guru Kul, he's a Brahmin. Veda Dhyayana. He should have studied Vedas up to Kramanta, it's called. You should know this. South Indian Brahmin. Kramanta Parayana, Kramanta Adhyayadam. At least the Samhita part and the Pada part of one Veda. Every Brahmin, not even Brahmin, Brahmin, Kshatriya and Vaishya should have done. What is this thread, the Brahmin thread? Yagnopavitam is meant for performing yagna. And one cannot perform yagna without the Veda mantras, isn't it? How can you perform yagna without knowing the mantras? Now if you look at a book and you know, performing the yagna, that isn't the system. The system was, they were all in the mind. In order to, Samhita path is, you know, ஈஷாவாஸ்யமிதம் சர்வம் யத்கிஞ்ச ஜகத்யாம் ஜகத் தேன த்யக்தேன பூஞ்சித. திஸ் இஸ் நாட் கரெக்ட், பட் திஸ் இஸ் நாட் ப்ராப்பர் ஆல்சோ. பட் தட்ஸ் த ஃபர்ஸ்ட் வேத மந்திர. வெல், நாட் த ஃபர்ஸ்ட். தேர் ஈச் வேத ஹேஸ் அ அக்னிமீரே புரோஹிதம் யஜ்ஞஸ்ய தேவமிருத்விஜம். ரைட், தட்ஸ் த ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ரிக்வேத. ஹோதாரம் ரத்னதாதமம். சோ ஒன் ஹேட் டு லேர்ன் த வேதஸ். சோ அஜாமியல் ஹேட் லேர்ன் த வேதஸ். ஹி வாஸ் அ பிராமின் இன் தட் வே. ஹி ஸ்டடிட் வேதஸ். பட் ஆஃப்டர் ஸ்டடிங் வேதஸ் ஹி கேவ் அப் த தர்ம. சோ திஸ் சிக்ஸ் கேண்டோ சாப்டர் ஒன் ஸ்டார்ட்ஸ் when Parikshit is questioning Shukadev that if someone has performed lots of papas, sinful activities, then he will go to some hellish planet in the next life. So Shukadev responded, yes, unless one performs prayaschittam, atonement for his sins, then he will have to go to one of the hellish planets. So Gokul Chandra Prabhu printed a nice calendar that he gave us yesterday, showing, you know, Goloka, then the Vaikuntha Loka, and all the hellish planets. We were taking a look at that this morning. Patala, Sutala, Talatala, Rasatala, all these hellish planets where different punishments are given. So then, this was a famous shloka. Manye Kunjara Sochavat is the last part of this shloka here, before this. Parikshit told to Shukadev, not Shukadev to Parikshit. Parikshit told to Shukadev that I consider all of this prayaschittam, atonement for the papas, atonement for our sins, to be like the bathing of an elephant. So the elephant, nowadays, it's all machines. It used to be that the work that is done by machine was done by elephants and other animals. But now the modern society kills these animals. Elephants are killed for the tusks, and the cows are killed for the meat. And that Hindu society, Vedic society, did not believe in harming any animals. No animal should be killed. Then Prabhupada wrote in one place, well, that low class people are there. They eat fish. They're fishermen. India has a huge, you know, coastal area, you see fishermen everywhere. Whether it's, you know, Gujarat, lot of fishermen, Maharashtra coasts, not so big, fishermen, Karnataka, lots of fishermen, Kerala, you know, Tamil Nadu, Andhra Pradesh, Orissa, Bengal. Bengal has maybe the most, it's all delta, what we call in English delta. What do you say in Hindi for delta? Huh? Dweep? No, no, Dweep is island. Delta is where a river breaks into many branches and reaches the ocean. Ganga Sagara. The Ganga Sagar area, there are many islands, but the river breaks into so many small, small branches. So a lot of water. And in Bengal you have the Brahmaputra from Guwahati, from Assam, and you have the Ganga. And then, you know, part of the Ganga goes to Dhaka, and part of the Ganga goes to Calcutta, and it's just water, water. So there are a lot of people eat fish. So this is all tamasic ahar, papachar, sinful. But originally, the brahmanas were not supposed to eat this. Kshatriyas were allowed. Vaishyas did not eat non-veg food. Now you have all these McDonald's. I came here, I got off the train in Andheri. McDonald's and McDonald's, both sides. Opposite, there are two of them. And who are the customers? They're all Hindus. They're all Hindus. It's not only Muslims who go to McDonald's. Right? It's a sad story. So all these sinful activities, very old story. People think that if a sannyasi falls down, it's very terrible. But in the Gita, in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna was asked this question by Arjuna, what happens to the fallen yogi? So whatever we see today was there in the past. Maybe the big buildings were not there. The big, you know, machines, earth-moving machines, they think it's great progress. But these huge temples, like Sri Rangam type of temple or Tirupati, how they build this temple on top of a hill with all stones without any machines. They use elephants. They had elephants and labor. So it's not that you require a machine to do all these things. These things already existed. So this Brahmin becoming sinful and becoming fallen, that's not new also. That's not. The modern Brahmins, they claim, I am Brahmin. Pandey, Chobe, Dube, Joshi, whatever, Vyas. There are so many names, Mishra, right? Banerjee, Chatterjee, Bandopadhyay, Gangopadhyay, Mukhya Upadhyay, Mukherjee. Huh? There are so many. But no Vedas, no study of Vedas, no Vedic knowledge. And they all are non-vegetarians, fish eaters. So these questions have been puzzling humanity for thousands of years. How do I atone for these sinful activities? Then Shukadev told Parikshit, you have to perform prayaschittam. Then Parikshit said, it's useless, because again we do papas. After having performed prayaschittam, atonement, we have to go out and not have to, but we are driven. Baladeva niyojitaha. Right? Gita, there's a shloka. Does anyone remember the whole verse? Huh? Nay, first word. Paila shabda kya hai? Ataha kena prayukto yam. Papam charati, charati purushaha. Anichan api vashneya. Baladiva niyojitaha. Okay, anichan. Without desiring. We don't desire to do it and we are impelled by our mind. There are so many examples I could give, but anichan api varshneya. Varshneya is Krishna, son of Vishnu. Krishna is, or Arjuna. Krishna is instructing Arjuna. Or is Arjuna asking Krishna? I'm forgetting right now. Krishna is varshneya. Arjuna is asking Krishna. Right? Anichan api varshneya. O Krishna, baladeva niyojitaha. We do not desire to perform sinful activities, but we feel impelled. Many, many people understand we should not eat non-vegetarian food. Now, what to speak of non-vegetarian food? Food on the road should not be eaten. Standing and eating should not be done. Walking and eating should not be done. Walking and eating, it's very common in the Western world. Now it's becoming common here. Previously in the Hindu houses, the parents would chastise the children. They would say, are you an animal or are you a human being? Sit down, eat properly. So this whole verse is about eating, isn't it? Bhojayam, payayam. Making him eat, making him drink. But there is a proper way. There is a proper way. We don't say, don't eat and don't drink. Now, Ajamil was 88 years old, and he had a small child. 88 years old, and he had a small child. And this story was told by Shukadev to Parikshit in response to this particular question that Manye Kunjara Sochabat, I feel that this Prayashchittam is just like an elephant's bath. So this story began at that point. So what is the story? That somehow or other you should remember Narayana. And the story is that after saying Narayana, seeing the Yamadutas, suddenly Vishnu Dutas come and they stop the Yamadutas. You cannot take this man. He chanted the name of Narayana. That is the power. The Nam Nam Akari Bahuda Nija Sarva Shaktihi. All of your power you have put in your name, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says. So this Papachari, sinful Brahmin, Patit Brahmin, fallen Brahmin, he didn't even think of Narayana. He said Narayana, calling his son. And because of that, Vishnu Dutas came. Now, the first thing that hearing this story, a materialistic man will say, okay, I'll name my sons Narayana. Or somehow or other, at the time of death, I will think of Narayana. But the fact of the matter is that the time of death, what happens, nobody can say. No one knows. When we're born, you see, because of prarabdha karmas, past activities, right, that we performed in a purva janma, in a previous birth, we get a good birth. Karana guna sangasya sad asad yoni janmasu. Sometimes there's a bad birth. We have one devotee here, he's not here today, so I can tell the story. His mother was a laborer in this when this construction was going on, and he became a devotee. And this lady had, nothing, she's still alive. Just, she's about to die. She's in her last days. And so, you know, this country, this city, half of the people are living in slums. Isn't it? Half of the people, 2 crore, 10 million people, 100 lakhs, 200 lakhs of people are living here, and 100 of them are living in extreme, miserable condition, let's call it like that. They may have money. The slum in Bombay is expensive. That's the fun. They don't want to live in the village because, you know, they're promised more and more and more. There was an article recently in the paper I read or I saw on the news on TV that in the Gulf, Persian Gulf, Qatar, Doha, Qatar, last 3-4 years, 4,000 labor from Nepal, came back to Nepal in a box, dead. 4,000 labor have died. The construction site is so dangerous that 4,000 died. Now the people living here in the poverty-stricken, you know, in the slum, the hygiene, the conditions are like rats they're living. Like rats. Why? And some people are born in the snow, right? Eskimos. Siberia. 12 months is cold. Here in this warm climate, the people who grew up here, they don't know what is the cold. And going to Kashmir is not easy now for Hindus. It's dangerous. Badrinath, if you go, then you can see what is cold. Right? If you go to Badrinath. But what about the people like us who were born in this cold climate?
It's a miserable existence. So what to speak of the 12 months of the year? It's inhuman. But there are people born like that. They don't know any other life. And whole life also may go. So karana guna sangasya sad asad yoni. Yoni means a woman, womb. Janmasu bahuvachanam, plural, many births. Sad, good, asad, bad. Otherwise, we say sat is eternal and asat is temporary. But when Krishna told Arjuna that because of karmas, karana guna sangasya, and the modes of nature, rajogun, tamogun, and sattvagun, goodness, passion, and ignorance, when the atma comes in touch with these things, he gets either a good birth. Sad, it's not eternal, right? Same word, but it's a different meaning, right? Same word. Sat chit ananda, eternal, sat, chit, conscious, ananda, bliss. But here it has a different meaning. Sad asad yoni. A yoni is a temporary. Now I'm in a man's body or I'm in a woman's body. It's temporary. It's not eternal. But good and bad. Right? Suchi nam shrimatam. Suchi nam means a Brahmin like Ajamil was born in a Brahmin family. He was sent for Vedic education. There is a Vedic educational syllabus. Vedic curriculum. He studied in that Vedic curriculum, but he became a papacharya, sinful rascal. Mudha. Here the word is used, mudha. He studied Vedas. Someone who studies Vedas is called a pandit. Pandit means someone studied Vedas. Not Mr. Pandit who died in terrorist attack in Washington, D.C. He's just writing pandit. Now people write. You know, their ancestors were rishis. And, you know, now who knows what they're doing. So this, but Ajamil was a pandit. Despite his knowledge, he became sinful. But somehow, because he uttered Narayana, he was uplifted. But, so back to this. So we cannot say, well, I will be sinful. And at the end I will say Narayana. And then the Vishnu Dutas will take my Atma to Vaikuntha Lokam. We don't know. And there are people with this dress. They have a dhoti, they have a kurta, they put even a tilak, and they may do all nonsense. That doesn't mean we should not put a dhoti or a kurta or a tilak, right? Because somebody wearing this dress does nonsense. So we should not give up this dress. But we should understand that the dress alone may not award moksha, liberation. There are many factors. Study of Vedas in and of itself doesn't mean you won't become sinful. But if you study in the Western system of education, what do they do? What is the Western education? Do you know? In the West, they study in the day and they drink alcohol and go to parties at night. They're papachar every day. Every day. I know because I grew up there. So India is imitating the West. India wants to become like the West. For Vedic education, there is some government assistance. It's true. But for modern education, hundreds and thousands of crores. And it's a good business also. If you build a college, private college, you make a lot of money. The people who want to make a lot of money, they build the private educational institutions in India. And whole India. This is a country, there was no hospital and no school. No hospital in this country. and no school. Sri Sri Gaur Nithai Ki. Sri 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 Radha Rasa Bihari Lalita Vishaka Devi Ki. Sri 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 Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman Ji Ki. Hare Krishna. So this is a country, why there was no hospital? Because first thing to maintain your health, so first thing to maintain your health, you have to have good habits. Now if you drink alcohol every day, from the time you go to college, from the age of 18, you'll destroy your body. If you smoke cigarettes, what is the benefit of smoking a cigarette? Nothing. You lose your... There's a huge tulsi in this water. So you lose your health, you lose your money. So this is a foolish society. Prabhupada called this modern society humbug. Now what do you say in Hindi for humbug? Vyarth. Bekar. Bekar samaj. Prabhupada condemn this modern society again and again and again. Humbug civilization. Why? Because they're misguiding their own people from childhood. Then Prabhupada gave concession. He said, we cannot expect that to change a whole society, you know, just like that, overnight. We cannot expect. Even to get the Westerners to become vegetarian, it's a very difficult thing. To give up the sinful activity. Baladeva anichan api varshneya. We don't desire, but training is there. So many Western ISKCON devotees went back to being non-veg, isn't it? Right? They join ISKCON for some time. They live in the temple. They become vegetarian. They take prasad. And we have a lot of propaganda. We are feeding people midday meals. And a lot of those people, they are non-veg at home. Just because they had the midday meal, they didn't become vegetarian. Or even if they came to this temple, they didn't become vegetarian. They couldn't understand. Mudha. Mudha. Namam duskriti no mudha. Lord Krishna says in Gita, those who don't surrender to me, namam duskriti no mudha prapadyante naradhamaha. Lowest of men, mudha, namam duskriti, du sukritinaha duskritinaha. Krita means done, karma, krita. Sukrita, duskrita, done good, done bad. Namam duskriti no mudha. Those who don't surrender to me, they are badly behaved. Duskritinaha. Fools, mudha, naradhama, the lowest of men. Namam duskriti no mudha, prapadyante naradhama, mayaya aparita jnana. Their knowledge is stolen by Maya. Yesterday, day before yesterday, they announced the winner of the 2013 Nobel Prize for Physics. And all the modern scientists are glorifying, oh, wonderful, these two men, they named two men. They also gave chemistry, two, three people. These are such learned people, but these are mudhas, actually. Mayaya aparita jnana. Prabhupada joked, that they should give the Nobel Prize to an ass. I made a joke like that. Because the people they give the prize to are foolish, just like an animal. Because they don't have knowledge from the Bhagavatam. They don't have Vedic knowledge. And when you get this knowledge, you have to act on this knowledge. That's the point. And Ajamil, he had this knowledge, but he did not act on this knowledge. He rejected it. And he lived a life of a mudha. And the most of the people in the society are mudhas. They're working so hard. One man came here, I don't know if I should say this publicly, to purchase some property. I will not mention the property, and I will not mention the name of the man. And that man was very proudly saying, every month I'm making 30 crores of rupees without tax. But he's a mudha, isn't it? He's not a devotee. That's, you may be very rich, but you have to give it up. You cannot keep that 30 crores forever, isn't it? Now the man who brought that man to the temple, he's also not a devotee, but his father was a great devotee. So Prahlad was a great devotee, and his son Virochana, he was not a devotee. But Virochana's son is Bali, Bali Maharaj. And Bali Maharaj, you know, here in there's a Hindi saying, Balidan, you give up everything, Atmanivedanam. Surrender everything to God is personified as Bali Maharaj. So you never know, in one family there may be a devotee, then a fool, and then the son of the fool is a devotee. You know, or a demon. Virochana was the king of the demons. Bali and Prahlad were king of the demons. But they're worshipped as great devotees. So, namam mayaya pahrita jnana asuram bhavam ashritaha. They take shelter in the nature of the asuras. How long does this go? What time? Time limit? Up till 9? It's early. 9:30? Oh, that's too long. I'm finished now. So, Ajamil's story, there are many lessons. The main lesson is, you know, Kirtaniya Sadaharihi. Mahatmanas tu mam partha, daivim prakritim ashritaha, bhajantya ananya manasaha. And what's the next one? Satatam kirtayanto mam. This is the main shamakare. So the main lesson is to always chant. But we cannot always chant. This is another point. Haridas Thakur is the Namacharya. He is always chanting. Then what did he eat? Nothing. Some buttermilk. That was all he took. No food. All of us have to have prasad. We are not like Haridas. We cannot go without eating. So Haridas' level is something else beyond our ability to follow. That is the goal. Give up everything and only chant. One of our God brothers was told by the doctors that you are dying, you have only 6 months to live. So he came to Prabhupada. Prabhupada, I'm dying. Prabhupada said, I will give you Babaji initiation, only this is one. One disciple of Prabhupada, he gave him Babaji. He said, Babaji, Babaji, you know what it means? Prabhu, you know what it means, Babaji, in Hindi? No, I'm asking our ex-GBC chairman with due respect. You know what it means? It means father. Father, that's all. Baba, Babaji, it means father. Of course, it became a title of respect. So Prabhupada gave this devotee Babaji Diksha. You go to Mayapur, he said, and chant 64 rounds and nothing else. Only Kirtaniya Sadahari. So this devotee went to Mayapur, he sat down, he started chanting. Then he decided, I'll go to Calcutta to the doctor. I'm dying, I should see a doctor. Doctor said, you're not dying, you're okay. Then he started shouting, I'm not going to die, I'm not going to die. He became ecstatic. Everyone has to die, right? Today there's one, the last word, antakam. Anta is end. Antakam, death, right? The final rites, antima, antima samskara, last samskara. The last impression is dahana. Dahana means burning. Dahana samskara. Antima, antakam. That's the end of the body, but not the atma. Body will end. Somebody will go very quickly, and somebody will go like Ajamil, 88 years old. Or even later, no? You know this Vietnam War, you read about that? The Vietnam War, United States, such a big powerful country, and this tiny Vietnam, they were driven out by the Vietnamese, get out of our country. This is 50 years ago. So the general who led that battle, he just died, 102. 102 years old. But still the body, Bhishma, Banashaya, such a great warrior, Bhishma, he defeated Parashurama also, who was like a Shaktya Vesha avatar. Even he had to lay down and give up his body. So, we all have to go. So this Babaji, he went back to United States and he left ISKCON. And nobody heard of him ever again. He just became a materialistic person. So, we should not imitate, that's the point. To get cheap adoration, I'm Babaji, I'm a Maharaj. It's also a false pleasure. It's a false pleasure. So even such a person may remember Narayan, who knows? Maybe who can say if a rascal like Ajamil at the last moment can remember Narayana? Actually, first he chanted Narayana, then he did remember Narayan. That's what the story is. His childhood education did help him at the end. How many years you were in Mayapur, Gurukul, right? Long time. How many years? 15. Wow. So, yeah, you never know. Of course, you're not a Jamhid. But even a rascal like Ajamil, his Vedic education helped him at the end. So what to speak of, right? Kim punar brahmanav punya. Krishna told Arjuna, first there is mam hi partha vyapashritya ye pisyu papayonayaha. Even the sinful, those who took nimna janma, papayonayaha, asadyoni. These are synonyms. Asadyoni, bad birth. Papayoni, sinful birth. Ye pisyuhu, okay. Even they took a lower birth. Tepi Amti Paragatim. They can attain the highest destination. Paragati. The highest destination. Kim Punar Brahmana Punya. A Bhakta Rajashayastata. So what to speak of a Bhakta? Or a Rajarshi? Or a Brahmana? Real Brahmana. Kim Punar Brahmana Punya. Bhakta Rajashayastata. Anityam Asukam Lokam. Imam Prapsya Bhajasvamam. You have come here in this miserable material world. Who is happy? Everyone is unhappy. Who is happy? Yes, sometimes we laugh and we make jokes, but we have all been given a death sentence, isn't it? Mrityu Danda. Oh, who is free of this Mrityu Danda, the stick of death? No one. The great king and the humble farmer or laborer in the field all have to die. Doesn't matter. Bhishma showed how we should die. And Ajamil showed how we should die. So there's art of living and art of dying. Now they have art of living, right? Art of living means to know how to die properly by thinking of Vishnu. What is that? Ante Narayana Smriti. At the end we should remember Narayana. So the best way is to have a Vedic education and follow the Vedic culture. And everyone is not so lucky. Bhagya is like that. Brahmanda Brahmite Konir Bhagyavan Jeev. All the Jeevas, Ananta Koti Jeevas, unlimited, we cannot count how many Jeevas there are, living souls. They're wandering in the universe, and Koner Bhagyavan, some one of them is fortunate. Maybe it's like the lottery, I don't know. Something like that, you know, to come in touch, right? Guru Krishna Prasade Pai. How many people, and then to really understand the teaching of the Guru, there are many people, they take initiation and they go away, isn't it? They didn't understand the teaching. Or they're here for some material. Many of us, okay, we get some place to stay and some food and we're satisfied. We're here for the material benefits. We're not the Haridas who's drinking half a glass of chas. What is it? Takram. Buttermilk. Half a glass of buttermilk sustaining the body. We're not like that. We have some tinge of material desire. But that's better. Like Namabhas is much better than Namaparad. But Namabhas is not Harinam, isn't it? Namabhas is not Harinam. Harinam is different from Namabhas. But we haven't reached the Namabhas platform. We are in the Namaparad platform, committing offenses against Harinam. So it's easy to consider oneself the greatest. Ankar, I am the greatest. So many people say, I'm the best, I'm the greatest. How many people say that? It's me. Ahankar. False ego. Right? Ahankara vimudhatma. The soul thinks that he's doing. Karta hamiti manyate. I am the doer. The karta. You know that, what they used to call that deity of Krishna? Kartamashan, right? That was the upabhramsh, mispronunciation. You know what it is? Karta, the doer, Mahashai. Mahashai means respected sir. Karta Mahashai. But the Bengali, Korta Mahashai. Korta Mahashai. It sounds like Kartamashan. They couldn't understand. Just like this Ekankar. You've heard of that? Ekankar? Never heard of it? In the United States, there's a group of foreigners who follow a Punjabi Sikh guru, Ek Omkar. One Omkar, the Sikhs say there's one Omkar. But these Americans, they couldn't say Ek Omkar, Ekankar. Ekankar, because Punjabis, they say like that, Ekankar. They have Punjabis, they twisted Sanskrit instead of Ek Omkar, Ekankar. And the guru, he never changed his name also. And they also had a split. Now, it's a funny thing. So, you know, Karta Hamiti Manyate. Gita says, I think I'm the greatest. I'm doing everything. I am wonderful. But who are we? Who are we? There are millions and millions of jivas. Millions and, I mean, you cannot count trillions and tens of trillions of jivatmas wandering, trying to enjoy and thinking, Karta Hamiti Manyate. I'm doing. What was the, before that? Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvashah ahankara vimudhaha ahankara vimudhatma. Because of ahankara, the atma is a fool. He thinks, I am great, but that is the foolishness. I will not die, that is the foolishness. I am the richest and powerful. Ishwaroham ahambogi. I am God. And how many people claim to be God? Isn't it? How many people? And they can accumulate lots of followers also. Recently, there was a 60th birthday of Amma in Kerala. And people think that she's God. And she hugs everybody. Alinganwali Amma. Actually, men are not supposed to touch women. In Hindu culture, Vedic culture, a man is not supposed to touch even his mother or his daughter. Of course, in India, people serve their elderly parents. Mother, if the mother is old, they give her a massage. The father is old, they give them a massage. But generally, an unknown woman, you're not supposed to touch. Hindu culture was very strict like this. So these people claiming to be God, they're breaking the cultural traditions of Vedic culture. And people think, oh, he's God, she's God. How many created gods are there now? So this is a foolishness. This is foolishness. Worshipping Vishnu is thousands of years old. But worshipping someone who they say, oh, he was an avatar. And there's nothing in Vedic literature. It's nonsense. It's going on all over the country. Sad story. Sad story. Yeah. Millions and millions of rupees are being given to these so-called avatars. Hare Krishna. Any question? Yes. Oh, one, two. Do we have a mic?
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Bhashya Ghosh Prabhu. You
kept everybody awake, I hope.
You honor that Vyasa-san. Very nice. Oh.
I wish I was worthy. Since I was asked, I'm sitting here, but I shouldn't really sit here anyway.
I'll miss many lectures, but never yours.
Thank you.
I have one question.
Yes.
You said that the Vedic education of Ajamil served him well at the time of his death.
It says that in this chapter earlier on.
Right. So, but other than the fact that he named his son Narayan, which may have been because of that education, what other aspect of his education served him at the time of death? I don't see it.
No, that he was able to... First of all, he named his son Narayana like you described. And that's true because he was connected to Vedic culture. And second, he actually thought of Narayana. This is described earlier in this chapter. I can dig out the verse if you want.
I'll take your word.
He actually thought of Narayana. So that was because of his education. If he had been born in Siberia and he was, you know, or whatever, or in the Andes mountains of South America, how would he have known about Narayana? Vishnu wouldn't have known. Simple. Want to pass the mic, somebody? Thank you. No, here. He's second. You're third. Hanuman is third. It's working. It's on.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Yes.
Excellent lecture.
Thank you.
And I'm not a devotee. This is the reason I'm asking you a question.
Oh, you have a tila. You look like a devotee.
Maharaj, all the Brahmanas, Mr. A, Mr. B, Mr. C, Mr.
Right.
D, and more in numbers, they go to Pakhandi Babas, adopting Mayavadi philosophy.
Right.
And visiting latest created God, Amma, etc.
Right.
This means our philosophy and message has not reached these people. They are more in numbers.
Right.
So, there is something missing in our preaching. Or, we have to adopt new style of preaching. Thank you.
You see, there's a saying in English. I know there must be some Shubhashita also in Sanskrit, there must be, but you can bring the horse to the water, but you cannot force him to drink the water. You see? You bring the animal to the water. Animals need water. But if they don't desire to drink the water, you understand? We are selling the books, but the people may or may not read them seriously.
Yeah, but they are destroying our Guru Parampara system and working against the scriptures. So we have to do something about it.
Yeah, but we don't have the military power, to be frank, to force the society. In the, see, Ashoka. You've heard of Ashoka, the Buddhist emperor of India. You heard of Ashoka? You know Ashoka? So Ashoka conquered whole India 2,500 years ago and everyone became a Buddhist. The architects, not archaeologists, they excavate in different parts of India and Indonesia and, you know, China, and the Buddhist... ancient structures they find. This Buddhism was spread all over India. How? By military force, people were converted. Buddhism is Ahimsavad, and yet by the military force of the Raja, Ashoka, whole India became Buddhist. Then Jaina, same thing. Then if you know the story of Ramanujacharya, there's interesting story about Ramanujacharya. Ramanujacharya is from, you know where he's from? South India. Exactly in South, you know. You South Indians know. You know where Ramanujacharya is from? No. You know, Prabhu? Where Ramanujacharya? No. You know? Where? Oh, he was born in Sri Perambudur, correct. No, but where he was residing when he became a Vaishnav. Where he was studying. Kanchipuram. But the head of the Sri Vaishnavas, the headquarters, like Mayapur is our headquarters. So what is the Sri Vaishnavas headquarters? Sri Rangam, Rangakshetra. So Ramanujacharya's Param Guru, Prabhupada said his guru, but he was his param guru. Yamuna Acharya was in Sri Rangam. So, Are Baba, I'm forgetting why I started this story. Yeah. So he was residing in, thank you. Ramanujacharya, after many years, came to reside in Sri Rangam and he became the Acharya of all the Vaishnavas. But the king of that kingdom, that was the Chola king, was a Shaivite. So he wanted to force Ramanujacharya to say that Shiva is greater than Vishnu. So he sent soldiers to capture him. So Ramanujacharya's main disciple put on saffron clothing and they put Ramanujacharya in white clothing and he ran away to Karnataka, Melkote. And some people say that he lived there for 12 years. Some say he lived there for 20 years. But the king of that area was a Jain. He was not a Shaivite, he was a Jain. And so Ramanujacharya converted him to a Vaishnava. His name was Bhitti Deva, but he became Vishnu Vardhana. This is the story. You knew this? Didn't know the story, huh? So, the kings, they used to influence, obviously, the public. And there was no secular society like today, secular democracy. If the king was a Jain, everyone was a Jain. If the king was a Shaivite, you become a Shaivite or get punished. That was in the Chola kingdom. Shiva is supreme. Was like that. So at the time of Ashoka, everyone was a Buddhist. So we don't have the military power. Now someone may say, well, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he didn't want to meet Pratap Rudra. And if you read the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there was a heavy, heavy condemnation of kings. They're materialistic people. It's a fact. Usually king enjoyed with many women. Like Dasarath. King Dasharath, we worship Rama, the son of Dasharath. So how many wives did he have? Three. No. 350. Three were the main wives. 350 is nothing. Chitraketu. How many wives did he have? 1 crore. 10 million wives. What is 350? Tell me, what is 350? So kings are materialistic people. They're interested in wealth and women. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't want to have anything to do with wealth and women. He didn't want to meet Pratap Rudra. Now we say he's God. We're worshipping Gaur Nitai. But the leela of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in this way. He could have, you know, told Pratap Rudra, you know, he could have empowered him and go and get the Muslims out of Bengal, but he didn't, isn't it? Pratap Rudra did not chase the Muslims. Some people in history, they blame Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, materialists. So what can I say? That such a condemnation of kings is there. But the kings were forming the intellectual opinion. Even in the Gita, Lord Krishna himself says, evam parampara praptam imam rajarshayo viduhu. This was rajarshis. Kings were supposed to be learned in Vedas and Vedic literature. They were called rishis, rajarshis. Okay, time is... There's one more question. Hanuman's question. I forgot I'm answering a question.
Hare Krishna. King is just like a father for all the citizens and should look after the citizens like own children. Then, if these cigarettes and tobacco, the wines, not good for the health. Why they allow shopkeepers to sell it off?
I couldn't follow the last part. Say the last part again.
Okay.
Last part.
Yeah. The cigarettes and wines.
Why the kings allowed it? No, there was no cigarettes. There, wine also was the lowest class people. It wasn't sold commercially like today. You know, they low class people would make alcohol and drink. Yes, that was there. But the Brahmins, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, they never... Well, Kshatriya is a different thing. But Brahmins, Vaishyas, even most of the Shudras didn't drink. But some, you see, low class people, depends on the king, should inspire them also. King should not allow.
Yes.
King had to be strong to stop this nonsense. Like Shivaji, any way to kill the enemy. So any way to stop adharma is also possible. Hare Krishna. We, the Hindi wallahs, didn't ask any question, but time is up. Kshama kare. Granthuraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Hare Krishna. Mama sarva doshaha kshamyatam. Please excuse my faults. Maybe to push away.